bwino ndibo iyo mai ukara nditanzira bwino poma unyamura batofi
oho ndinari kuganiza kuti amai anga ngachitetero
amai alibe makina omwe tili nawo kuti apime magazi anu kulemera kwanu pasikelo ndimakulidwe ya mwana timapereka nsoma nkwala ngati nkoteka ndipo zonsezi ndizaulere
kodi ndizoona ngati mtero kodi ndingayambe liti
tsopano apa kuti tipeze ndikupereka thandizo ngati pali ziopsezo zili zonse zooneka mwamsanga ndipo uyenera kubwera ku zipimo zokwanira 7 utabwera koyamba
chabwino anansi lekani nitenga amuna anga omwe akhala kudikira pabwalo apa poona tsetsa kuti mai ndi mwana akhala ndithandizira bwino onani kutapita ku zipimo zonse za mtinento kuchipatala chapafupi
okubweretserani utengawu ndi chigawo cha dzau moyo mothandiziridwa ndi a Development Media International.
That demand urgent road repairs in Linwood Mutumbi Phase 3. Kapete Secondary School in Chongwe gets a relief as new Crestland block nears completion. And in African news, a Taiwan president cancels trip after African countries revoke flight permits. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Minwood Mutumbi Phase 3 near Wheat Farm have appealed to government authorities to urgently rehabilitate the road network in the area, describing it as being in a deplorable condition. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Mr. Samuel Banda told Common Radio News that with the rainy season now over, this is the most suitable time for authorities to commence roadworks to improve accessibility for the community. Mr. Banda has also called on the Lusaka Water and Sanitation Company to urgently address the leaking water pipes in the area. He warns that the situation poses a serious health risk to residents. He further states that despite several reports are made to the company regarding the faults, no action has been taken so far.
I think government tipempa kwa tuone kwa marozi marozi ya ipa maningi ndi mapipe ya manzi wa rusaka wota kutinare moshita ripoti sababu ila kuno kuminu mdumutumbi ii road ya disciple road marike ya manzi manje tiyo pa mantenda nye mwengene na mwaminu manzi so tipempa kwa boma itianga neko kushita kriya marozi kupanga bwino ndi kuchita kosi ya marike jizi ya manzi tipempa kwa boma tapapa atai problem yankala more than 3 months especially ya like ya manzi na marodi tunga na murungu at least ya pamvula pea sila chishita mwanga at least but marodi ya ipa so mvula pea sila pa is an opportunity for government kubwero chita kwa rehabilitate.
The construction of a 1x3 classroom block at Kapete Secondary School in Kapete Ward of Chongwe District is expected to help reduce congestion at the learning institution. Kapete Ward Councillor Francis Kabichi says the school is currently overwhelmed following the introduction of the free education policy, which has led to a significant increase in pupil enrollment. Mr. Kabichi notes that the limited classroom space has put pressure on the school, adding that once completed, the new classroom block will greatly help decongest the facility.
Shiala and Wundaunda Primary School, they have removed the upper grade. So Kapete eventually became so crowded and there's too much pressure because we wanted from that number that we had like previous years, it has increased because of the free education policy. So now we thought of increasing more classroom blocks so that to accommodate those numbers from these other areas, Shwara Primary School, Ndawunda, and Mlola. And it has really helped because now we are going to have each and every child, instead of those who are sitting even on the floor, we have now the classroom, their classroom where they are even sitting on the desk properly. So indeed, for the ward, it's a plus.
Meanwhile, Nkondola village headman says the development will go a long way in addressing the education challenges are faced in the area. Residents of Rangungu in Kawe have raised concerns over two households allegedly operating illegal shabins, selling opaque beer, commonly known as chibuku, in violation of the Liquor Licensing Act No. 20 of 2011. According to reports from the community, the two homes have been attracting large numbers of customers, leading to constant disturbances in the neighborhood. The situation has further been worsened by the lack of proper sanitation facilities, as the households do not have toilets to accommodate their patrons. This has resulted in unsanitary conditions in the area, posing a serious risk to public health. Concerned residents say the activities have not only disrupted peace, but have also contributed to poor hygiene, with some customers allegedly resorting to open defecation, creating an unhealthy environment. In responding to the complaints, the Kawe Municipal Council Public Health Department conducted an operation in the area and confiscated approximately 150 liters of APAC beer from the two households, after establishing that the operators have been conducting the business without valid licenses in direct breach of the law. The local authority has since warned that any person who intends to trade in alcohol business to ensure that they have all necessary licenses that will allow them to trade in liquor business. In a statement to Kombon Radio News, the council has further warned individuals to stop operating illegal shabins and comply with the provisions of the Liquor Licensing Act No. 20 of 2011 to avoid facing legal action. Some drivers operating on online taxi platforms in Lusaka have raised concerns over what they describe as poor management by